Well, what's left to say about Henry Shefflin from the Ballyhale Shamrocks Club in Kilkenny? It could be the last time we ever see the King on the field of play at Croke Park. Henry Shefflin, who came on with 12 minutes to go, smashed all records by winning his 10th All-Ireland Winners' Medal. The 35-year-old, a three-time Hurler of the Year and 11-time All-Star, was delighted to have his son, Henry Jr., on his shoulders on the pitch after the game.
Yeah, it's obviously brilliant, Paul. I'm really showing my age now, so I used to be on the young lads here and around the place, but I'm not aiming for that anymore, so it's absolutely brilliant. The family obviously put a lot of effort and sacrifice as well when I'm not around, so it's absolutely brilliant they can come up with a joint this occasion. So we've been very lucky in Kilkenny and very blessed to have such a run of it. So we enjoy it while we can, because the cycle will come again where Kilkenny won't be here.
10 All-Irelands, Henry.
Yeah, it's phenomenal, Paul. It's crazy, really. You know, I remember winning my first one in 2000 back here, and you know, you'd be just absolutely happy to win one All-Ireland. So to win 10, it's absolutely brilliant. There's been ups and downs throughout that career, but I've had a great panel of players and a great management team all the time behind me. And you know, people ask you, how do you keep going? Why would you just keep going? And you keep going to be involved in days like today. So I'd rather be here on the field than sitting in the stand clapping on the lads. So that's the reason why.
One of the fellas you met in the gym, Noel Skeehan, was telling me that he was amazed that you're able to keep coming back from injury. How would you sum that up? How do you keep coming back from injury?
Yeah, I think when I do look back over my career, I think, you know, people, there's a saying out there that, you know, don't judge me by my successes, judge me by when I fall and come back up again. And I think that's been one of the best things about me, is that when I've had those injuries, I've had a hunger and a belief to try and get back here. And what that is to be experienced days like today. And I think that's what I'll look back on over my career, and more satisfaction is to come back from those injuries.
And what a performance, Henry. Still a couple of seasons left in you.
Yes, Paul, yeah. We're all pushing on now. I remember talking to you when you were a young lad, but you're not a young lad anymore like myself. So look, I'll reflect, and it's absolutely brilliant here today to be enjoying this occasion. So I will enjoy it, and I will reflect, and I'll have to have a long, hard think about it come the winter. There's no doubt about that.
I met Owen Murphy there a few minutes ago. He told me, with your first All-Ireland, you came into his school in Glenmore. He was in primary school, and he was in third class, and he was in goal for the 2014 final.
You're really trying to put me show me age, yeah? Like, you know, some of the lads weren't born when I was going to secondary school, so I really am, and I'm trying to get the hang of this social media and WhatsApp and what's not on and whatever, you know? So it's been a real learning curve. But look, they're a great bunch of fellas, and I think those young lads coming in, see some of the experienced players and the way they carry on, it's going to be a benefit to the rest of Kilkenny as we move forward as well.
Sincere congratulations, Henry.
Thanks very much, Paul. Well,
Henry Shefflin, proud of our Kilkenny boys. The two powers go on to shocks from the young Dwyers. Kilkenny minor champions as well this year, so Brian Cody has still the talent coming. Kilkenny have unbelievable spirit, says another one of our texters. And Tip did us proud, unlucky to be up against a super Kilkenny team for the last few years. Thanks to all the players and management for all their efforts and good days during the summer of 2014. Anthony, will we ever see the likes of Henry Shefflin again?
Sure, who knows, Paul? I suppose, you know, you look at Clare last year and Tony Kelly being 20 and player of the year, and he's a special sort of player. And
Is this like Tiger Woods versus Jack Nicklaus or Rory McIlroy? I mean, what has made Henry the greatest hurler? Is he the greatest hurler?
Well, I tell you the truth now, Paul. I marked him. He came on as a sub in an old challenge match below in Kilkenny around 1993. Circa 7-8, like around.
Did you
that.
Give him a good welcome? You did.
Oh, I didn't. I saw this ginger lad coming in, wing forward, and I said, "Gee, he's a schoolboy, like, you know." And the puck out came down, and he grabbed it. And
how dare he
is right. And I said to the lads afterwards, we're having a bit of grub, and I said, "Who's your man that came on to me there, lads?" That's Shefflin, like they're saying. He's the talk of the minor, and he hadn't been a major underage star, but you knew straight away something about him. And I think he's the best I've ever seen, any of Paul. I can't go back to Ring and Mackie and stuff, but of what I've seen, DJ was brilliant, Quillahan was brilliant, Lohan was brilliant, McMahon, but like Shefflin, just, you know.
So different. As a schoolboy, he had you in his back pocket, is what you're saying?
Well, basically, no. It was an old Sunday night tournament. Now, look, let's not get carried away about this. Now,
Is that it for Henry?
I'd say it is, Paul, yeah. He didn't start hardly at all during the year, and I'd say he wasn't happy with that. You know, a fellow that's used to, it's very difficult when you come near the end of your career
to manage your exit.
Well, I was a sub in 2001 for Clare now when you got that handy All-Ireland tip. you know, it was very difficult. Like, when you're used to playing and you're on the team, then you're sitting there and it is hard. Like, and you can imagine, like, possibly the greatest player of all time being a sub. And I'd say it probably is. But sure, look at, who am I to be second-guessing Henry if he wants to keep going? But, I mean, he's come back from the Cruciate as well, which is, you know, you know, you look at the football last week there, David Moore and two Cruciates. How thrilled would you be for a fella like that? I mean...
And kicking such great points.
Correct,
well.
Massive, massive.
Would you see Henry as a manager down the line, or maybe a GA ambassador or something like that?
Well, I think he'll always be an ambassador, Paul, of sorts. I don't know him well enough, to be honest, to know whether he'd be a manager or that. You know, who'll be the next Kilkenny manager after Brian, whenever Brian goes? It'd be a bit like taking over from Ferguson, wouldn't it? Like, I wouldn't be jumping anywhere to look for the job.
Putting your name in.
No.
Okay, well, that's an exclusive on Championship Sunday.
Today FM Sports.
Paul Collins has the latest in sport news of a wonder goal in the League of Ireland. You've got to see this goal. It's brilliant. And King Henry set to call time on his hurling career. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Ian. Yes, King Henry Shefflin, as they call him in Kilkenny, has called a press conference for Kilkenny City later, prompting speculation he's about to bring an end to his trophy-laden career. The 36-year-old is set to make a statement about his future after months of speculation over whether or not he'd return to Brian Cody's panel for a 16th season. The three-time hurler of the year, widely accepted to be the greatest player in modern hurling, having won 10 All-Ireland senior hurling titles with his county, 3 club All-Irelands with Ballyhale Shamrocks, and 11 All-Star awards. Former teammate DJ Carey believes Shefflin wouldn't have been satisfied with another season as a black and amber super sub.
Henry, obviously a magnificent athlete, and if he was there for this year, we'd be all absolutely thrilled. The unfortunate part about sport, I suppose, is, you know, when you're slowing down, the game is actually getting faster and faster all the time. And as you get that bit older, you do slow down. It's as simple as that. And was he going to get more game time than he did last year? I'm not sure.
Today FM Sports.
Ross Lindsay joins us now at the lunchtime sports desk as Henry Shefflin confirms his retirement.
Yes, Susan, the Kilkenny great has in the last hour announced that he has brought the curtain down on his glittering inter-county career. The 36-year-old 10-time All-Ireland winner received a standing ovation when he appeared before a packed press conference in Langton's Hotel in Kilkenny. And from there, Paul Collins reports.
So I'm not about to announce that I'm staying on as a Kilkenny, as you can all gather at this stage. So I'll read my statement.
The player regarded as the greatest modern-day hurler and arguably the best of all time, about to make the announcement Kilkenny hurling fans were hoping would never come.
It is with a deep sense of gratitude and personal contentment that I'm announcing today that I'm bringing to an end my inter-county playing career with Kilkenny senior hurling team. When I reflect back over the past 16 years playing the game that I love at the highest level with Kilkenny, it is impossible to quantify the endless hours of happiness, satisfaction and fulfilment I have enjoyed.
So how do you know when to go?
I spoke to Brian the back end of last week, and then over the weekend I just reflected more on it, and I just knew I remember myself and Deirdre sitting at home on Sunday watching the Clare match, and I just knew my time had come and now was the right time for myself.
There's a great sense of sadness at the end of an era here in Kilkenny, but a sense of celebration too at the great days the 11-time All-Star and 10-time All-Ireland winner shared with Black and Amber GAA supporters. Best summed up by Kilkenny GAA County Board Chairman Ned Quinn.
Even though you wish it wouldn't happen, there's an inevitability about that, but we're so fortunate to have had him for so long, and we're just grateful to what he delivered for us.
Paul Collins, Today FM Sport, Kilkenny.
Today FM Sport.
A rest day for the Republic of Ireland soccer squad ahead of the big Euro qualifier at the weekend, and Kilkenny comes to terms with the King Henry and his stepping down. Good morning, Paul Collins, how are you?
Good morning, Ian. Yeah, not too bad. Was at that event in Langton's yesterday.
I saw you tweeting about it there. I saw the empty stage. That's a nice stage they have there.
Beautiful.
Lovely, yeah. Is there a full theatre there?
There is. Wow. If you've been to the Cat Laughs,
yes,
it's one of the venues and a fitting location for Henry's final curtain call.
It looked kind of regal, actually, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's where the Kilkenny Senior Hurling panel would have had their media briefings over the years. So it felt comfortable for Henry there. Mm. But needless to say, Ian, the flags in Kilkenny City and County at half mast after the confirmation that Henry Shefflin has played his final game for the Cats. Tributes paid far and wide to the Ballyhale Shamrocks clubman since the news broke, including from Cahirlock, Cumann, Lucklaw, Scoil, Kilkenny, Ned Quinn.
To be 16 years at inter-county level, to play in 13 senior All-Ireland finals and to win 10, as well as the myriad of other awards that he received, like, I think we'll wait a long time before that's surpassed. As you know, and everybody knows, he suffered horrific injuries. Lesser fellas would have left it there, but not Henry. He got buckled down, two cruciates, two other bad injuries as well, and got back. Even I think he came back each time better than he was before he got the injury.
And what next for him, do you think?
Well, it's obviously he's going to continue to play with Ballyhale Shamrocks, but who knows after that.
Next Kilkenny manager?
Too early to say. There's not a vacancy at the moment.
Nothing to see here. Well, the decision to call time on his career, a trying one, according to the man himself, Henry Shefflin.
The most emotional it was over the few days was actually WhatsApping. You know, WhatsApping Paul now. I'm really in the flow of the social media. But WhatsApping the lads, we have a group with the Kilkenny group to say, I'm leaving the group now, lads, and just want to thank you very much for all they've done. And, that for me, you know, those memories of, you know, the crack in Matt the Millers or wherever it may be, celebrating great victories or, you know, talking about losses we've had. They're the memories of the dressing room, of the crack we used to have coming here in Langton's for after dinner, for training, etc. So that's what I miss the most, is the banter of the dressing room. I think every player says that, and I am going to miss that, there's no doubt about it.
Today FM Sports.
Paul Collins is here with the latest in sport. A rest day for the Republic of Ireland soccer squad ahead of the big Euro qualifier at the weekend. And Kilkenny comes to terms with King Henry stepping down. Good morning, Paul.
Yes, Ian, tribute still coming in far and wide in tribute to Henry Shefflin since he made his announcement. The Ballyhale Shamrocks clubman confirming he's played his last game for the Cats in Kilkenny City yesterday. Galway's Joe Canning's tweeted, the greatest that ever was and ever will be, the most gifted man ever to pick up a hurl, according to a tweet from fellow county man JJ Delaney. And Kerry's Colm the Gooch Cooper took to Twitter to pose the question, how good was he? Humble, class, resilient, driven are words I would use. And work this one out. The Gooch says, my favourite is hashtag clutch. I was talking to Charlie about this. This must mean that if you're in a hill start in a car and you really need something in the car, then the clutch is what you really need at that stage. Big day equals big performance. Well, that's what we were trying to work out anyway. Anyway, Ian, Henry confirmed his departure at Langton's, flanked by his wife, Deirdre, his dad, Henry Sr., and his mother, May.
I didn't think I would ever see one of my sons playing Crow Park, and he did give us a lot of happy memories.
Is he taking after the mother or the father?
I'd say the mother. A great camogie player. Could score nothing but done a lot of work on the field.
When he was a toddler, two or three, he used to be hurling out the back with his brothers and sisters, and there was a lot of neighbours. There used to be about 20 of them hurling an old silage which we had, and one day he was hitting the ball. I said, Henry, you're holding the hurl wrong. So he changed anyway, and after that he used to say to me, Daddy, is this the right way? I didn't have to tell him now. He'd ask me. So he wanted to get it right at that age even.
We've four children, Sive, Henry, Shun and Freddie. Four under seven. So it's busy, but it's all good. Everybody are healthy.
Is there another Henry Shefflin in your clan?
Well, we have a Henry Shefflin. Now, whether he's going to be a little hurler now is another thing. At the moment, his only interest is Thomas the Tank Engine. So look, he'll mould his own little way. There's no pressure.
Deirdre Shefflin, wife of Henry, his dad and his mother May, and the man regarded as one of the greatest hurlers of all time, isn't about to let himself go now that he's not under the supervision of the Kilkenny dietitian.
I think I'll always try and look after myself because I'm in that kind of bubble. But I think, you know, if I'm talking to the lads, you know, going to a chipper and not feeling guilty, or eating the fry and not feeling guilty, I don't think it's going to happen the whole time, but the once off when it does. And I'm looking forward to a sun holiday during the summer months. I've never experienced that in my life. So I'm really looking forward to that this year.